Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms Podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy, and strong to carry out your life, okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy, quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more. All the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in. Hey there, ladies. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here, for pressing play and choosing to spend your time with me. I'm super excited. If you're listening, I know this is a very specific one today. You are probably in the season of nursing. We're going to be soon. Maybe you're pregnant and are hoping to breastfeed and to nurse and are wondering how all of this works. And maybe you're a seasoned mom, maybe it's your first baby. No matter what, we're just going to go through a couple little key notes, concepts. I have about five that I'm going to talk about today to share with you. Everybody's super different. And, you know, every birth is different. Every kid is different. Every breastfeeding experience is different. And I remember when I went into my first pregnancy, I was still pregnant. So yeah, baby was not here yet. And I remember one of the ladies who took my class at the time saying, wow, like my body just clings to fat while breastfeeding. And it's so unfair because my sister-in-law just like drops fat immediately when she breastfeeds. And that is like pretty much how the cookie crumbles. I feel like it's about half the ladies who are breastfeeding feel like, oh my gosh, they can't even keep weight on. I actually was just talking to somebody the other day who had four kids and they're grown now. And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I would drop, petite person anyways, but she's like, I would drop below 100 pounds each time. And like, I had to, you know, put weight back on. And I was like, oh my word, that's not my experience. So I don't relate. But there are people who, you know, are trying to keep weight on truly. And then the other half or whatever percent of us who have a harder time losing body fat while we're breastfeeding. So is all hope lost? No, but knowing that I think some of it's just probably genetics, but we are going to look at what we can control through behavior and through making some tweaks, because there are just like tip number one could get you a ton of progress if you're not seeing fat loss progress while you are breastfeeding. And again, everyone is different. I can't say it really enough times that I have had friends who, you know, stop breastfeeding after a couple months because they do want to prioritize things like getting their cycle back and like losing body fat. They want, you know, and for all a variety of reasons, sometimes they know that they would love, you know, a bunch more kids and they want time to be able to have fertility to return and to figure all that out. And they want time for the woman's body to kind of settle back down and get back to a healthy body fat so that she can be healthy to carry another baby. So there's all different reasons. I know why people stop, why people continue. I personally have breastfed my three kids so far, and I am pregnant with my fourth still at the time of recording this. So I should be hopefully in breastfeeding mode by the time you're listening to this. But my three, I breastfed for about a year. So I think the first and third, I went a little bit past a year. And the second one, I it was like almost a year because he was just a funny guy. Like he loved bottles. At the end, he got so distracted that he would not like nurse without just taking from the bottle. So I was kind of exclusively pumping the last like month or two, trying to make it to a year. And then, you know, one side had totally stopped producing for a few months, that whole thing. And then, you know, we made it summer. So like I said, I've done this a little bit. I've talked about, you know, weight loss and fat loss benchmarks to expect in postpartum. You can go back and listen to the postpartum exercise. I don't know if it's exercise, but the postpartum podcast episode that I recorded. But let's just dive into some tips, some tricks. There are ways that you, first of all, 100%, you can be working out while breastfeeding. So that was something that somebody asked, that this whole episode was brought on by a listener question. Thank you. And I love that. So email me anytime, brittany@healthycatholicmoms.com, because I might use it for a Q&A. I might use it for a full podcast episode. If you have that question, I'm sure others do. But the question was more posed as like, what's the deal with breastfeeding and working out? And in general, you can absolutely be working out while breastfeeding. It's good. It's fine. It's great. You know, moving your body is great at any time. I think the bigger question and problem and, you know, asterisk behind it is that if you're working out, you especially need to make sure that you're fueling your body well. And I think nutrition is the bigger piece here. I know that there's been, you know, there's a lot of myths and wives' tales out there, like, well, you just can't work out your chest, or like, careful, you're going to get a clogged milk duct. And I have never experienced any of those things. I've talked to different lactation consultants who have, for the most part, all said like, you're going to be fine. As long, I do remember one saying like, just make sure you don't lift above 10 pounds or something like that. And I was like, what? So I am not a medical professional. This would be the time to say that. And you can do with this, you know, information what you will. I am not giving anyone medical counsel right now. Just huge disclaimer. But that is not, I've had great experiences too, all the way around, where I've had mastitis, maybe a couple. I think just with my last baby, I have not really had clogged milk duct issues or any of that. And I've gone, I mean, above and beyond lifting 10 pounds and been fine. So do with it what you will. But number one, first and foremost, if you are trying to lose fat and you are breastfeeding, just worry about balancing out your macros. Don't worry about, you know, your overall calorie intake, and definitely do not restrict calories. So this is super important, because every macro, your macros are carbs, fat, and protein, affects your body differently. So if you are eating 2000 calories, primarily of carbs, a little bit of fat, a little bit of protein, you're feeling probably hungry a lot more often because the carbs are not keeping you satiated. Maybe that's why you're eating 2000. If you rounded out your categories, made sure at each meal and at snacks, you had carbs, fat, and protein present, you might end up eating like 1800 or 1600 calories just because you feel fuller longer, because protein and fat are more satiating. Okay. So we just came off, we're already starting the new challenge by now, but at time of recording this, we are just wrapping up our September 8-week challenge. This is what I saw so much with ladies. We start just recording the food that they're eating already. So in MyFitnessPal or wherever, and like week one, calories are all over the place, right? Might be 1600, might be 2000, might be 2500, might be 2800. Everybody's different caloric needs. So I would see the averages coming in. Then I take, you know, I'm going to simplify the process just for this example. I take about an average of where they are already calorie wise and just balance out the macros. So I'm not cutting anything. Say they were eating 2500 calories. I keep it at 2500 calories, but instead of it being like wildly favoring one category, I balance it out. I use some parameters, making sure they have enough carbs, fat, protein, in my opinion, and according to how I do it. And then when they try to eat according to those goals, now the next 2 weeks, now remember, this is the exact same calorie, overall calorie. They are like, Brittany, I'm too full. I can't eat this much. And then we actually have to come down. I've had people who are who were averaging 2,500 calories before, who are all of a sudden 2 weeks later needing only 2,000 because they are just eating the quote unquote like right foods. It's the right balance of foods for their body. Again, protein, fat are more satiating. So that's very interesting because while you're breastfeeding and working out, and or if you're not working out, you might feel like a bottomless pit, but what are you eating? We have to make sure that you are having good, healthy fats. They're having good quality proteins. Carbs are not the devil. I just was using carbs a lot in that example. But you, if you are having no vegetables, you're going to be hungry because vegetables take up volume to eat it. Eating a big salad is a lot of chewing. It takes a long time. It fills you up rather than just popping a donut in your mouth, right? Truly. So look at balancing out your macros. I have a free download for this on my website, just figuring out your macros and the balance. And like I said, I don't want you restricting. I do not restrict calories while breastfeeding. I don't recommend anyone does. It's about balancing out what you are eating. Okay. Tip number two is to stay hydrated. So it's always important to stay hydrated while breastfeeding. You probably have heard that, but all the more so if you're working out, because you don't want to, even tempt fate with getting a clogged duct. I just talked about how I never have, and I probably will this pregnancy because I said that, but no, these are the pillars to have in place already. It's also, that's why it makes it a little bit hard to know. I'm like, well, did I never experience this because I was already doing these, healthy habits? A lot of people are drinking like 30 ounces of water a day, and then all of a sudden they're breastfeeding. They're like, oh, I better start drinking more. But if you're already drinking 80 to 100 ounces a day, you're probably in good shape. You probably don't need to up it, but maybe you do. So drink to thirst, make sure you're well hydrated. That's going to definitely help. Just keep milk supply up. That's a huge one for milk supply. While, you can be exercising, things like that, because think about it too. Both, you're dipping from two pools there. Breastfeeding usually requires you to have a little bit more hydration, and then working out also does. The mornings that I wake up and work out first, because every single morning I wake up, I fill my tumbler or fill my water bottle, whatever I'm using, and I brush my teeth and I start drinking water. If I like sit down, drink water while I'm working, I'll maybe get, 20 ounces in by breakfast or something like that. Where when I do my workout first, I am like almost done with my 36 ounces by the time it's like breakfast and anything beyond that. So stay hydrated. All right. Number three is figure out, this is just kind of a more practical tip. If you're trying to figure out how to work out while you're in a season of breastfeeding, just find the flow of your best, either feed and workout situation or pump and workout situation. This is going to be different for everybody. Every scenario is so unique. And there have been times like my first baby, I barely pumped. I don't think I pumped at all. My second baby I did, cause I was also pumping milk for a friend. And then my third baby, it was like more touch and go of, honestly, I only pumped to get some milk in the freezer ahead. Sometimes it wasn't a huge thing or a huge concern. But with that second baby, because I know I needed to make sure I had enough milk for somebody else too, this is after a certain point. Like he wasn't 2 weeks old and I was getting up to pump or whatever. I don't know when I started it, but definitely at some point when he was sleeping, was kind of more like two wake ups. So probably, 4 or 5 months, and that's when usually most of us are getting into more, I take the first 6 weeks easy. And it might be longer if you've had a C-section and whatnot. I start with all the core rebuilding. That goes without saying. You guys need to start with core rebuilding and pelvic floor rebuilding exercises. I have a postpartum program that would set you up very well for success so that you know that you're starting with the right exercises. But anyway, so say those first 6 weeks are down. Then say it's, 3 months, whatever. A lot of you are probably a lot better about baby sleep than I am. I'm terrible with baby sleep. So I do a no schedule approach practically. So it's, it is what it is. But I remember when it was pretty much like he was waking up around 5 or 5:30. So I would wake up. I would just wait till he woke up for that. Or sometimes I'd go try to like dream feed him, feed the baby, pump, and then work out. And some ladies have asked me that before, and that was always the flow when I was pumping too. I would just feed them first, pump, and then work out. So when I was working out, I knew he had just eaten. I felt nice and empty for the workout, and that was just the best scenario. So you've got to find what works for you. This time around, I have no idea. Again, not really a plan. I'll probably pump a little bit so I get some milk in the freezer just for emergencies and things like that. But I just foresee, you know, especially in those earlier days, say at 3 months, if I get back in and he's just, you know, very sporadic, trying to get a workout in after whatever is kind of the morning feed. If he's last fed at like 2:30, but I'm going to work out at 5:30, just kind of is what it is. You've got to take nursing breaks. That was my whole first one. I was just, I don't think I ever got through a workout without nursing him. So there's that. All right. Last two tips. Number four, this is really important. I think it goes with number one very well with the balancing out your macros. The next step to this is to eliminate or avoid highly processed foods. You will lose fat if you are eating the right calorie balance for your body and you're eating good quality foods. Now, here's the thing, because you might be like, well, doesn't it kind of work out to calories in, calories out? Yes and no. So that can work if you get the macros balanced out, okay, and say you are having enough carb, fat, and protein. This is where there's a beautiful wiggle room with macros, because say like an apple is 30 grams of carbs. I'm making this up, it's roughly, but a glass of wine is 30 grams of carbs. You could decide to, all right, I'm not going to have an apple today because I'm actually going to have a glass of wine later and that'll be my carb. And it all, that really will shake out because you're swapping like for like, you're putting a different carb in place of the carb. However, the issue when it comes to highly processed food, if you try to do that with fats and a fat and a carb and a carb and protein to protein, highly processed food is very easy to devour without feeling full. So when we're talking about trying to make sure our milk supply stays up and that we're feeling full, we're using food as fuel to build muscle and, you know, recover and build a strong body again. If you're using those calories for highly processed food, so I'm talking like snacky foods, pretzels, I know they're not the world's worst, but they're not going to fill you up either. So if you're wasting calories on that kind of stuff, or on things like whatever, Chips Ahoy, things that you could pop a million of and not get full, that's going to be the issue, is you're thinking, well, I need X amount of calories. No, you're just not getting full because you're not eating nutrient-dense foods. Okay. So very important to prioritize. I always recommend 80% whole clean foods, 20% treats and indulgences, all the more so important when you're breastfeeding and trying to lose fat, because you need those calories like to do something. You need them to actually give you satiety, to provide you nutrients, all that good stuff. All right. Last and very much not least is to prioritize strength training. So the question was just, again, in general, like, how can I breastfeed while working out? You need to be strength training. So even cardio is great. You might love it for endorphins. You might just enjoy it. Walks are great. Peloton rides are great. I agree with all the above. But what you definitely need to do is prioritize. I always recommend at least 3 strength trainings a week, especially for you postpartum ladies who need to rebuild the core, like I was talking about, and connect back to your body, get your muscles firing again, help your posture, because all of our posture got wonky by the end there. And then there's a lot more to it that I'm not going to go very in depth into today, which is that your muscle burns more fat at rest than body fat does. So if you add a pound of muscle to your body, you're going to end up looking more lean and toned, and you're not going to mess with your milk supply. Like, you could weigh the exact same, but you could look totally different, because basically there's 2 approaches you can go do. If you're going to like do cardio or just not work out and then not balance your macros at all, so say you're just eating whatever macros and you're eating, we'll just keep going with the 2000 calories, you might look a certain way. If you are eating 2000 calories, but it's all balanced out, your carb, fat, and protein and your strength training, you're going to look, even if you weigh the exact same, you're going to look different. You're going to look more fit. You're going to look more healthy. So yes, your body still needs to cling to some body fat in order to produce milk. So everybody's different, but personally, like I say, I know not everyone has access to a body fat monitor, but I do use handheld body fat tester. And I feel like it's each baby, it's hard for me to get below 22% while breastfeeding. I think that was even the case with my last one. I know with my last one, I was 21% when I got pregnant with my fourth. So I'm pretty sure I was like 22 the whole darn time until I weaned him, and then like dropped to 21 pretty quickly of like, oh, and now that last little body fat is gone. So you can, though, you can go from 30% down to 22, or you can, you know, if you're looking at it pound wise, you can lose the quote unquote baby weight and maybe hold on to the last couple pounds until you're breastfeeding. So I don't think it's an all hope is lost kind of thing, because I think a lot of ladies look at it like that, like, well, I'll just wait till I'm done breastfeeding then. I would encourage you to put these healthy habits in place, not calorie restricting, not doing anything crazy, because you can get 80% of the way there. Even if you're that person that genetically is going to hold on to more body fat while breastfeeding, you can still get 80% of the way there, and, you know, before you stop. So just want to encourage you and know that too, like, yes, this is what we're made to do. It's really beautiful. We can feed our babies. And I agree with that. And I commiserate with that. Again, I'm going through it right now as you're listening to this. And also, it can also be true that we want to feel more like ourselves, feel better on our joints, feel comfortable in our bodies, all that kind of stuff. And the good news is you can do both at the same time. All right. If this is confusing to you, or you feel like you need more clarification, you want individual help, you want me to teach you how to do this, to look at your food logs, look at your macros with you, I do offer personalized packages and coaching calls so we could work together on this. You can head to my website. It's healthycatholicmoms.com. Or if you have any questions about it and just want to, you know what that would look like, or what kind of services I could help you in this area, just shoot me an email, Brittany@healthycatholicmoms.com. All right. Next episode, ladies, we're going to talk about my top 8 must reads for 2024. All right. So if you're a reader or a non-reader, tune in. I will talk to you then. Have a great rest of your day, ladies.